由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
It is a delight for us to know that you have tuned in to this broadcast.
我们很高兴你能够收听这个节目。
And we do look forward to hearing from you because we love to hear your response.
我们盼望能够收到你的来信，因为我们很想得到你的回应。
We have been going through a series of messages on Moses.
我们正在讲的是有关于摩西事迹的一个系列信息。
We are calling it a portrait of a hero.
我们叫这个的系列是叫做英雄的肖像。
Let me ask you a question.
我问你一个问题。
Have you ever met someone who is so sincere?
你有没有遇过一些人他们是很诚恳的呢？
And yet sincerely wrong?
他们虽然很诚恳，但是却是会犯错的。
Have you ever dealt with someone who is as genuine as can be and yet genuinely mistaken?
你有没有跟一些很老实的人交往，而他们也都是会做错事的呢？
Have you ever set out on a venture thinking that you have all the qualifications to do the job and then failed completely?
你有没有曾经自认为很有条件去面对一些危险的挑战，但是最后却是完全失败呢？
Well, take heart. This happens to the best of us.
请你不要气馁，因为同样的情况是会发生在最优秀的人身上的。
Often when this happens, God is doing one of several things.
通常当这种情况发生的时候，就表示神正在做一些事。
He could be trying to get your attention.
可能他是想引起你的注意呢。
Or he could be stripping you down of your pride and false confidence.
或者他正在对付你的骄傲和你虚有其表的信心。
Or he could be trying to get you to do something bigger and better.
可能他要激励你是做更加伟大、更加美好的事。
Or he could be waiting for you to lean on him more.
可能他正在等你更加倚靠他。
Or he could be waiting to do all of these things.
可能他正在等着你去成就以上每一件事。
I have discovered this truth in my own life and in my personal experience.
我在我自己的人生经历里面是发现了这些真理。
I have found that it is in the times of my brokenness and failure that I grow in Christ.
我发现经过这些破碎和失败的时刻，我才能够在基督里面成长。
I found truth in the fact that brokenness is the only diet that would reduce a fat head.
我发现了一个真相，就是唯有是伤心破碎的经历，才是会令我们不被胜利冲昏头脑的。
Someone said that prosperity is a great teacher.
有人说成功和昌盛是很了不起的老师。
But adversity is a greater teacher.
但是逆境和苦难是更加了不起的老师。
Possessions prosper the mind.
拥有财富是使人很容易心灵是觉得很富有的。
But privation trains and strengthens the mind.
但是贫困却是能够是锻炼和强化我们的心灵的。
Certainly Moses had exposure to both prosperity and privation.
很明显，我们的主角摩西经历过富裕，也都经历过贫困。
The palace of Pharaoh and the tent of the desert.
他曾经住过在法老的皇宫那里，也都住过沙漠的帐篷。
The shade of the pyramids and the scorching heat of the Midian sun.
在金字塔的遮阴底下是成过凉， 亦都受过米甸沙漠炎热夏日嘅酷热。
In the last message, we left Moses where he is being cared for by his natural mother.
喺上集嘅节目里边咧，我哋提到摩西咧得到佢嘅亲生妈妈嘅照顾
，which was unknown to his adopted mother, Pharaoh's daughter.
但系佢嘅养母，亦即系法老嘅女咧，系并唔知情嘅。
And about the age of five, Moses' parents delivered him to Pharaoh's palace.
当摩西大概系五岁嘅时候咧，佢嘅父母就将佢送到去法老嘅王宫嗰度去啦。
Those first 5 years of Moses' life were packed with stories and training in the faith of their forefathers.
喺摩西生命嘅头嗰五年，充满咗咧系有关于佢祖先嘅故事，同埋咧系信仰嘅教导嘅。
Educational specialists tell us，
好多嘅教育家咧系咁样话俾我哋听
，that the first 5 years in a child's life are vitally important。
一个细路仔喺开始嘅嗰五年，即系佢生命刚刚开始嗰五年咧，系佢生命最重要嘅关键期嚟嘅。
Because these are very formative years。
因为呢一段嘅时期咧，系佢嘅可塑性咧系好强，系最强嘅。
What children are learning in these formative years will be the foundation upon which their whole life is built。
呢个细路仔喺呢段时期所学嘅嘢咧，系会成为佢一生人做人嘅基础嘅。
Moses' parents certainly told him the stories of the faith of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob。
摩西嘅父母肯定会将亚伯拉罕、以撒同埋雅各嘅信心，以及系佢哋嘅生平事迹咧，系讲俾摩西听嘅。
He was probably told of the faithfulness and the integrity of Joseph。
摩西好可能亦都听过约瑟嘅忠诚同埋品德。
He was probably told of the promise that God made to Abraham。
佢好可能亦都听过神俾亚伯拉罕嘅应许。
And how He will deliver them out of slavery。
并且咧，系神要拯救佢哋，系脱离奴役嘅生活嘅。
They no doubt told him about Jehovah, the mighty God of heaven and earth。
毫无疑问，佢哋一定曾经同佢讲，要认识天地全能嘅神耶和华。
The Bible says，
圣经咧系咁样讲嘅。
Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it。
佢话教养孩童，使他走当行的道，就是到老，他也不偏离。
This certainly was the case of Moses。
呢个正正就系摩西嘅经历啦。
Even 35 years of secular Egyptian education did not erase the first 5 years of godly instruction。
即使摩西系后来受咗35年埃及嘅世俗嘅教育，都冇抹杀到呢头五年属灵嘅教导。
When Moses was brought up to Pharaoh's palace as Pharaoh's adopted grandson，
当摩西被带到法老嘅王宫，成为法老收养嘅孙儿嘅时候咧
，He was given the best of secular education that was known to mankind at the time。
佢受到当时世界上为人所知最高等嘅教育。
The Egyptian civilization was at the zenith of scientific advance at the time。
埃及嘅文明系具有当时最先进嘅科技嘅。
They had the first known written language。
当时嘅埃及人咧，佢哋已经系有目前所知嘅最早嘅文字啦。
They excelled in mathematics and geometry。
佢哋嘅数学同埋几何学方面嘅造诣咧，都系非常之精深嘅。
They had advanced knowledge of astronomy and architecture。
佢哋喺天文学同埋建筑学方面都系好进步。
They were the first to develop brain surgery and tooth filling。
佢哋咧系最早进行脑部手术嘅民族，而且咧亦都已经发明咗补牙嘅技术啦。
They developed so much of the ancient warfare tactics。
佢哋亦都研究发展咗好多古代战争嘅战略。
And the Egyptian civilization became a model for many civilizations that followed。
埃及文明可以话咧系成为咗后代好多其他文明嘅模范嘅。
Moses would have been trained in the temple of Heliopolis。
摩西呢应该是在太阳神克里俄斯的神庙里面呢是接受教育的。
Which was the greatest center of learning at the time.
这一间神庙呢是那个时代最伟大的学府。
At Heliopolis University, Moses would have been given all the forms of training in many subjects.
在这个的学府里面呢摩西是接受了很多学科的正规的训练的。
Moses probably was the most educated man in Egypt.
摩西很可能是当时埃及最有学问的人
Not only that, but he was handsome and strong.
不单只是这样，摩西是既英俊又强壮的。
How do I know this?
我怎样知道这样的事呢？
With the punch, he killed a man.
在圣经里面我们看到摩西一拳就打死一个人了。
Not only that, but Acts 7:22 tells us.
不单只是这样，使徒行传7章22节那里也都告诉我们
Moses was powerful both in speech and action.
摩西在讲说话和行事方面都是很有才能的。
When Moses traveled in the golden chariot, people bowed to him.
当摩西是驾驶着金色的马车经过的时候，人们都是向他鞠躬致敬的。
When he came down the Nile in his royal boat, music played and people lined the banks of the river to catch a glimpse of him.
当皇室的船是由尼罗河驶过的时候，有乐队在演奏，老百姓亦都是排列在岸边，是争住呢，是想一睹摩西的风采的。
But through it all, he kept the childhood memory of Jehovah God.
但是经过这一切，摩西仍然保存住童年的时候对耶和华神的印象。
Through it all, Moses was consumed with the delivering of his people from their bondage.
经过这一切，摩西仍然一心一意想要解救被奴役的同胞。
And one day he decided how to deliver his people.
终于有一日，他想到怎样去解救他的同胞了。
His plan was to use force and rebel against authority.
他准备以暴力去对抗掌权的当局。
The Bible says that he saw a slave driver oppressing one of the Hebrews.
圣经话佢睇见一个奴隶嘅管工，即系一个埃及人呢，就欺负希伯来人。
And Moses looked here and looked there, and when he saw no one,
摩西望下周围，佢睇见冇人。
With one punch, he killed the slave driver and buried him.
于是佢就一拳将嗰个管工打死，跟住咧仲埋葬咗佢添。
My listening friends, please listen to what I'm going to tell you.
亲爱的听众朋友，请留心听我跟住要讲的。
Whenever you are outside of the will of God,
每当你不按照神的旨意去做事的时候，
you will look here and you will look there and see if someone is watching.
你就会周围望，望下呢度，望下嗰度，睇下有冇人喺旁边呢睇紧你。
When you are doing something that you know is not pleasing to the Lord,
当你明知道你做嘅嘢神唔喜悦，但系却仍然一意孤行嘅时候，
you are concerned lest anyone would find out.
你就会好担心，万一俾人发现你嘅行为。
Whenever you are doing something and you look to the right and to the left,
每当你做一件事，却需要咧系左望望右望望嘅时候。
Because you know you are not pleasing to the Lord.
这个是因为你明知道这样做是不会讨神的喜悦的。
What often follows is that you try to bury the consequences of what you've done.
于是你就会尽量去想办法掩饰后果。
Moses thought that if this Hebrew would keep quiet and he could bury the body in the sand, nobody will know.
摩西以为只要那个希伯来人不要出声，那他呢就可以神不知鬼不觉地将那个尸体呢是埋在沙土里面。
But the Bible says that your sins will find you out.
但是圣经说你自己的罪是会将你揭发出来的。
You can bury the sin.
你可以掩埋你的罪。
But your conscience will always remind you of it.
但是你的良心会不断地去提醒你。
You can bury the act of sin.
你可以去掩饰你的罪行。
But the memory will always haunt you.
但是你的记忆会不断地去纠缠你。
You can try to hide the evidence of sin.
你可以试下隐藏你的罪证。
But sooner or later, they will surface.
但是迟早呢，这些罪证都会被揭露出来的。
But thank God there is only one place to bury your sin.
但是感谢神，只有一个地方可以去埋葬你的罪。
And that is under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个就是在主耶稣基督的宝血之下了。
To try to bury your sin anywhere else will not help you.
你想在其他的任何地方去埋藏你的罪都是枉然的。
Counselors will not help you.
辅导帮不到你。
Ministers will not help you.
传道人亦都帮不到你。
Good work will not help you.
你的善行，你的好行为都帮不到你。
Only the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ will cleanse you from all unrighteousness.
只有主耶稣基督的宝血才能够洗净你一切的不义。
When you come to him in repentance and faith,
当你凭着信心来到他面前去认罪悔改的时候，
regardless of what you have done,
无论你之前曾经做过什么，曾经犯过什么罪，
when you turn to Jesus,
当你转向耶稣的时候，
he will bury your sin and guilt and remember them no more.
他就会埋葬你一切的罪恶，而且是永远不会翻案的。
But when you are out of the will of God,
但是当你不遵行神的旨意的时候，
you are more concerned about the judgment of others than about the judgment of God.
你就会很在意人的批评，反而是会忽略了神的审判的。
Try to imagine if Moses was divinely commissioned by God.
你试想一下，如果摩西是神亲自差遣的，
he would not have looked here and there.
那他就根本不需要左望望右望望，望下周围环境了。
Try to imagine if he was in obedience to the will of God.
你试想一下，如果他愿意顺服神的旨意的话，
he would not have felt that he had to hide anything.
他就不需要去收藏、去隐藏、去掩饰啲乜嘢啦。
My listening friend, listen very carefully.
亲爱嘅听众朋友，请你留心听我跟住要讲嘅。
There has only been one perfect man that has ever lived.
从古至今，世界上只有一个完美嘅人。
His name is Jesus Christ.
佢嘅名系叫做耶稣基督。
And he never looked here and there.
他从来都不需要左望望右望望的。
Why?
为什么他不需要这样呢？
Because he and his father are one.
因为他和他的父，即是天父，是合而为一的。
Some of you may say, wait a minute.
有些人可能会说，啊，你等等先。
Moses' act was selfless act.
摩西的行动是无私的做法啦。
Moses' action was sincere.
摩西的行动是出于真诚的。
Yes, but it was not the will of God.
没错，他救同胞是很真诚、很无私的做法，但是这个并不是神的旨意。
You see, God specializes in people who are perfectly broken.
你要明白， 神是专门使用那些来到他面前去破碎自己的人。
They are the sacrifice in which he delights.
这些人所献上的祭是神所喜悦的。
It was through the breaking down of Jacob's natural strength at Peniel.
神在皮鲁伊勒这个地方对付雅各的血气之勇，是折服了他天然人的力量之后的。
That God could clothe him with spiritual power.
就这样，神才能够赋予他属灵的能力。
It was in the breaking of the surface of the rock of Horeb.
何烈的磐石是一定要被击打，外壳被破碎才可以。
That water flowed out to quench the thirst of his people.
才可以呢，是让到水流出来去给百姓呢是解渴的。
It was when the 300 elect soldiers under Gideon broke the pitchers.
当基甸率领了300个被拣选的勇士，要他们是打破他们手中的瓶子的时候，
That hidden light shone forth to the confinement of their adversaries.
当中的火光才能够发出那些光芒，显示敌人的困境的。
It was when Jesus took 5 loaves of bread and broke them that they were multiplied.
当主耶稣拿起五个饼擘开，才能够倍增，喂饱很多人。
It was when Mary broke the alabaster box of ointment that pent up perfume filled the house.
当玛利亚打破玉瓶，里面的真拿达香膏的香气才能够充满整间屋的。
It was only when Jesus allowed his body to be broken by thorns, nails, and spears.
唯有当主耶稣基督让荆棘、铁钉和枪是刺穿他的身体，破碎他的身体的时候，
That redemption poured forth like a crystal stream.
救恩才能够好像清澈的泉水那样倾倒出来，涌流出来。
So that sinners like you and me could drink and live forever.
使到你同埋我呢啲嘅罪人先至能够去饮呢个嘅泉水，并且咧系得到永生。
Oh yes, God specializes in brokenness.
冇错啦，神系专门会使用破碎嘅人嘅。
My listening friends, please listen carefully.
亲爱的听众朋友，请你仔细听我跟住要讲的。
God is looking for obedience, not performance.
神是在寻找着愿意顺服的人，而不是那些有好表现的人。
When Moses killed the slave driver, he acted out of his emotions, not out of obedience.
当摩西杀死那个奴隶的管工的时候，他是出于血气的冲动，是一时的冲动，而不是信服神的行动来的。
Acting out of emotions and not obedience will always get you into trouble.
当你凭着血气而不是信服神去做事的时候，就会令到自己是陷入麻烦里面了。
Why?
为什么会是这样的呢？
Because like Moses, at that point of his life, he was man-centered, not God-centered.
因为就好似嗰阵时嘅摩西一样，佢当时咧系以自我为中心，而唔系尊主为大嘅。
And that is why God had to send him to school for 40 years.
所以神就要将佢送去一间好特别嘅学校嗰度，要佢学习40年嘅功课啦。
The school of the desert.
呢间系咩学校呢？就系旷野嘅大学里边啦。
My listening friend, listen carefully to me.
亲爱听众朋友，请你特别留心听我跟住要讲嘅。
Either you put God at the center,
如果你唔系以神为中心嘅话
，or you'll have to go to school to learn for a long time.
咁你就要长期喺一间学校里边去学习。呢间学校咧，好可能就系你嘅旷野啦。
It is your choice.
呢个系你自己嘅选择。
You can try to hide your sin yourself.
你可以谂办法去隐藏你嘅罪。
Or you can bury it under the blood of Jesus Christ.
又或者将你嘅罪系埋葬喺主耶稣基督嘅宝血之下。
It is our prayer that you will bury your sin only under the blood of Jesus.
我哋为你祈祷，盼望你愿意将你嘅罪埋喺主耶稣基督嘅宝血之下。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福俾大家。咁因为咧仲有一啲嘅时间咧，所以咧让我哋重温一下今日我哋分享过嘅一啲内容咧。今日嘅内容其实主要咧就系提到神系会使用一啲破碎嘅人。咁所以咧，每一个人可能有自己心里边嘅计划，好想咧达到自己嘅一啲成就。但系如果我哋仍然系以自己为中心，唔愿意尊主为大嘅时候咧，咁我哋好可能咧系冇办法去实践到神喺我哋身上嗰个计划嘅。咁喺呢个时候咧，神往往就会透过一啲嘅逆境、一啲嘅苦难，要我哋咧系去破碎自己，因为只有破碎嘅人咧，先至能够谦卑落嚟，先至能够顺服喺神嘅旨意之下，咁样咧先至能够咧系去实践到神要我哋去实践嘅嗰个使命嘅。我系从摩西嘅经历，我哋睇到摩西本来系埃及宫殿里边嘅一个嘅王子嘅身份，佢系受到皇室好好嘅教育，但系如果佢一路系咁样行落去嘅时候咧，佢冇办法去带佢嘅百姓出埃及，冇办法咧去解救佢嘅老百姓。而当佢系用武力去杀死一个埃及人，一个管工嘅时候咧，佢就更加冇办法去实践神俾佢嘅使命啦。因为佢带住罪咁样嘅身份，系唔可以咧系去同神有一个亲密嘅关系嘅。而假如佢系想用自己嘅方法，想去隐藏嗰啲罪证，想去将佢嘅罪系埋葬嘅话咧，咁就更加唔会讨神嘅喜悦啦。唯有系当我哋愿意将我哋嘅罪带到主耶稣基督面前，带到神面前，去让到神去洁净我哋嘅罪，去承认我哋嘅罪，去悔改嘅时候，我哋先能够同神咧系去重建嗰个关系。重建咗关系之后，仲要不断嘅去学习顺服嘅功课，愿意咧不断去破碎自己，不断降服喺神嘅面前。咁样我哋先至能够咧系实践到神喺我哋生命里边嘅计划，先至能够咧让神去为我哋嘅生命掌舵嘅。好啦，咁今集嘅天路导向咧嚟到呢一度，愿神赐福大家，我哋下集再会。